Let's pray.
一起来祷告。
Indeed, Lord, we thank you for how you have led us this past year.
主，我们何等感谢你带领我们走过的过去的这一年。
Even though there were trials and difficulties, Lord, you were there and your grace was sufficient for us.
虽然那里有试炼，有难困难，但是主，你的供应，你的慈爱一直在那里，你的恩典是够用。
Lord, as we look forward to this new year, we trust, Lord, just as how you have led us, you will continue to lead us.
主，我们仰望新年，我们相信你过去怎样带领我们，今年新的一年你必定也怎样带领我们。
So Lord, on this first Sunday of this new year, we pray in faith, Lord, that you will help us to grow closer to you.
主，我们今年我们就这样的相信。 你会继续的带领我们更加来靠近你。
That you would strengthen our faith.
你也会让我们信心更加坚强。
Help us to lean into you even more this year.
让我们今年更加的来依靠你。
Help us to step out in faith and allow you to work in and through us.
我们也可以靠着信心相信你毕竟可以在我们身上来
Help us, may we be a part of your kingdom building.
也相信你，我们也是你所 建造天国的一部分。
And now, Lord, we pray that you would give us your holy word, and may your holy word open our spiritual eyes.
主，我们 谢谢你，你把你的圣言赐给我们， 也求你给我们。
We pray in faith that, you would grant us your truth and may your truth set us free.
主，我们也求你把你的真理赐给我们，你的真理可以让我们得释放，得自由。
It's in Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
大家请坐。
Happy New Year, everyone.
大家新年好。
So good to see all of you. May God's peace be with you.
很高兴见到大家， 愿神的平安与你们同在。
You know, New Year's, it brings about mixed feelings.
新年带给我们一个很 混合的一个感情感觉。
On one hand, we're very excited, right? Because New Year's means new beginnings, new opportunities.
一方面，新年代表着一个新的开始，有新的机会，新的开端。
But at the same time, we know that there are things that it's hard to anticipate. There's going to be trials and difficulties that we do not know about.
另外，我们也知道前面的路我们也很多的不确定，有可能会有很多的试炼或者是挑战。
There's some fears. There's some anxieties.
有一丝丝的恐惧或者说是焦虑。
And my hope and prayer is that as we gather together in the name of Jesus, that as we focus on Him, He will grant us the godly perspective to face this brand new year.
我们相信我们一起聚在这里的时候，我们求神给我们一个 从神的角度来看这个新的一年。
May as we open up His word, that He would grant us comfort and encouragement.
愿我们打开他话语的时候，他就把他的安慰和鼓励给我们。
Amen.
Amen.
So today I want us to look at a very familiar biblical account where Jesus and his disciples, along with his mother, they have been invited to a wedding banquet.
今天我们来看一个很大家或许很熟悉的故事，就是耶稣和他的门徒以及他的母亲被邀请参加一个婚宴。
Halfway through the celebration, the wine ran out.
在中间的时候，这个酒就用尽了。
Now we all know this, that when you host people, you always want to provide more than enough food, right?
我们大家可能都知道，当我们做主人邀请人的时候，我们都希望能够提供充足的食物。
A good host will make sure that you eat. You eat. No, Paula. No, eat more.
我们做主人的时候都希望客人能够、大家吃吃、再多吃一点。
Not just, oh, I have enough. No, that's not enough. You have to be so full.
你不能说、哦、我已经够了够了。那不行，你还要一定要吃得、非常饱。
The best compliment before a good cook is when you finish eating, you burp.
对一个大厨、最好的一个这个你的表现就是你吃完以后你会饱得要打嗝。
See, a good host will make sure that you have more than enough to eat.
Yeah, 一个好的主人一定会保证你、吃完以后就说就会、完全的充足，就是比饱了还要更多。
By the way, can I give you a personal update of my life and my family?
我下面要给大家有一些我个人生活一些这个更新。
About 2.5 months ago,、my wife and I, we married off one of our girls.
两个半月以前，我和我、太太，我们、很高兴我们嫁出了第一个女儿。
Let me show you some pictures. This is a picture of proud mommy and proud daddy.
很骄傲的父亲和母亲。
Okay, this is a picture of the five sisters.
这是她们五姐妹。
Let's see. Next picture. This is a picture of the new family.
Yeah, 这是这个新家庭的一个照合影。
Oh, this is a beautiful picture, right? The dad walks the bride, the daughter in.
父亲挽着这个女儿，这个新娘。走进来。
Next picture.、Oh, this is the picture of the daddy, the pastor, conducting the wedding ceremony.
这张就是这个父亲，也是这个牧师在主持这个婚礼。
Now, it's interesting. At this wedding, I belong, you know, to a big church, and there was nearly 1,000 people invited to the wedding. 1,000.、嗯And you know what people were saying? This is a royal wedding. And so, okay,
yeah, 我参加那个教会是一个比较大的一个聚会，有超过1000人被邀请参加。很多人说这个好像是这个皇家婚礼一样。
And so my job, other than conducting the wedding ceremony, was to make sure that there was enough food for enough. For everybody.
Yeah, 所以我作为父亲不仅在那里也主持这个婚礼，另外也是要保证每个人都能够有够吃的食物。
And as I was up there conducting the wedding and looking over a sea of people.
当我站在台上主持婚礼，然后看着下面这个人群。
With my lips, I was saying, thank you so much for coming. I am so glad you're here celebrating with us.
我嘴上会说、哦、非常高兴大家都能来和我们一起来庆祝。
But in my heart,
在心里面
I was thinking, is there going to be enough food for everyone?
担心说、哦、吃的够不够。
Praise God, there was a little bit left over.
感谢主，最后还有些剩余。
But my wife and I, we weren't always that fortunate. Many years ago, not long after we got married, as we started our ministry, we invited the leaders over to our new home for a dinner.
我记得我刚刚开始服侍不久，我和我妻子邀请这个教会的这些带领的弟兄姐妹们到我们家里有一个晚餐。
We were very inexperienced as hosts, and we did not prepare enough food.
我们那时候还是很没有经验的这个主人。所以我们预备的食物不够。
I vividly remember as we were sitting on around the table and we were passing that one plate main dish, right? Passing around.
我现在脑子还很清楚地记得当时我们坐在那个圆桌上，我们拿着那个我们的那个那位主食然后就传在那个桌子上一个一个传。
Now I could see.As it was being passed around, I could see the food was not going to be enough to make it around the table.
然后一边传授，我就可以看到，我就知道食物可能会不够，可能转不到这个圈，转完就没了。
And I was so overtaken by embarrassment and humiliation that I slipped out of the dining room and I hit myself in the kitchen.
我当时已经无法忍受那个难堪和这个羞愧，然后我就从那个餐厅里跑出去，躲到厨房里。
I did not know what to do.
我不知道该怎么办。
There was no more food.
已经没有更多食物了。
Till this day, I could still vividly remember that dinner table.
到今天我还很清楚的记得那天的这个餐桌。
Exactly what dish we were serving.
我们当时给大家这个预备的是哪一道菜。
And exactly who was sitting around that table.
谁坐在哪个位置上，在那个桌子上。
It's been 25 years and I still remember the shame.
25年已经过去了，我还记得当时的这个难堪和羞愧。
But the account that we are reading, we're going to read today, it's a Jewish wedding.
我们今天所读的这个耶稣的这个婚宴的故事是犹太人的一个婚宴。
You did not run out of wine at Jewish weddings.
在犹太的这个婚宴上，你不想把酒用尽了。
In the Jewish culture, when a couple decided to get married,
在这个犹太的这个风俗中，若一对夫妻他们决定要结婚
，the bridegroom would spend up to 1 year to prepare himself for the wedding and for the marriage.
Yeah, 这个新郎新娘他们会花超过一年时间来为这个婚礼做预备。
If there's one thing the groom wanted to prove.Himself to the bride, to the family, and to the entire community was the fact that he had the ability to take care of his bride.
所以这新郎若想在这个新娘面前来，在这整个的这个村庄面前来表达他能够好好的来这个最想做的一件事情就是表达他能够好好的来照顾这个新娘。
And to have the wine run out in the wedding would be a reflection of his inability to be a capable husband.
如果在婚宴上这个酒用尽了，就好像是来说他没有能力来供应这个新娘。
And that would be a stigma for their marriage and for the rest of their lives.
在他们这个婚姻，包括甚至他们以后的生活中，这都会是一个，这个叫什么一个疑点。
And so you know the story. Jesus he turned water into wine, and instead of shame and humiliation, there was joy and celebration.
所以耶稣在这里把水变成了酒，也就是把这个羞愧和怀疑变成了这个喜乐和庆祝。
As we step into this new year, there will be times where we will also run out of wine.
在我们跨入新年的时候，我们也可能会面对酒用尽了的情况。
Well, let's see today. Let's be reminded how our God will provide for us more than we will ever need.
我们一定要记得，神会预备我们，而且供应我们超过我们所需要的。
With that in mind, let's look at today's passage, John chapter 2, verses 1 to 11.
好，我们一起来看今天的这个经节，就是约翰福音二章一到十一节。
I would like us, if possible, to read together. Let's read in Chinese, verses 1 to 6, and then in English, 7 to 11.
好，我们中文一起读一到六节，然后英文一起读七到十一节。
Let's, can we stand and read together the word of God?
请大家一起起立，一起来读。
First one. 第三日，在
加利
利
的迦拿有娶亲的筵席，耶稣的母亲在那里，耶稣和他的门徒也被请去赴席。酒用尽了，耶稣的母亲对他说，他们没有酒了。耶稣说，母亲，我与你有什么相干？我的时候还没有到。他母亲对佣人说，他告诉你们什么， 你们就做什么。照犹太人洁净的规矩，有六口石缸摆在那里，每口可以盛两三桶水。
Verse 7, Jesus said to the servants, fill the jars with water, and they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, now draw some out and take it to the master of the feast. So they took it. When the master of the feast tasted the water now become wine and did not know where it came from, though the servant who had drawn the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom and said to him, everyone serves the good wine first, and when people have drunk freely, then the poor wine. But you have kept the good wine until now. This, the first of his signs, Jesus did at Cana in Galilee,and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. May God bless the reading of his word.
求神祝福读他话语的人。
You may be seated.
大家请坐。
Look at the outline of today's message. How does Jesus provide for us? 3 points. Number one, in the time of our greatest need.
我们今天这个讲章那个题目的这个纲要就是第一点，神供应我们是在我们最需要的时候。
Also, Jesus provides opportunities for us to join him in his work.
也神也提供我们机会可以与神同工。
And lastly, Jesus provides for us the ultimate provision, Jesus Christ himself.
神也给我们一个最美好的一个供应，就是耶稣他自己。
Let's look at the first point, Jesus God provides for us in times of our greatest need.
好，第一点就是神在我们最需要的时候会供应我们。
Jesus revealed his miraculous power when there was no more wine.
主耶稣在没有酒的时候，在那里展示了他最奇妙的能力。
Perhaps we've heard of the saying, "The end of man is the beginning of God."
大家都知道，人的尽头就是神的开端。
It's when we admit that we have no more wine, that we are out of all resources, that's when we're ready for God to work.
就从人看来，我们已经酒用尽了，我们所有的方法都没有了，这也是神就开始做工了。
And think about it, this is a pattern in the Bible.
这也是在整个圣经里面的一个看到的一个模式。
For example, the feeding of the 5,000.
大家还记得那个喂饱五千个人的这个故事吗？
The disciples asked Jesus, John chapter 6, verse 7, 200 denarii worth of bread would not be enough for each of them to get little. And another translation says, it would take more than half a year's of wages to buy enough food, just a little bit for everyone.
在约翰福音六章七节这样记载说，就是二十两银子的饼，叫他们个人吃一点也是不够的。还有一个翻译就是说，就算拿我们半年的薪水，来买这个饼的话，也每人可能也就只能分到一点点。
But it was time like that. John chapter 6 verse 13 says, so they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 loaves and 2 fish that they had. Jesus provided more than enough.
最后这故事的 结尾我们可以看到说，他们将那五个大麦饼的零碎，就是众人吃剩下的收拾起来，还装满了十二个篮子，就是耶稣供应了超过所需要的。
Another story in the Bible, 1 Kings chapter 17, where there was a widow, remember, no rain, no water, no food.
另外一个故事就是在列王记上，就是记载了有一个那时候没有下雨，也没有水，也没有食物。
And it was under this kind of dire condition, God used this poor widow to feed his servant Elijah.
就是神就在这种情况下，神就安排了一个寡妇来喂养这个先知以利亚。
Through God's provision, look at verse 16, for the jar of flour was not used up, and the jug of oil did not run dry.
十七章十六节最后这样说，坛内的面果不减少，瓶里的油也不短缺。
See, God allows us to go through droughts, right? Droughts in our lives to experience Him, His presence, and His provision for us.
神也让我们自己也经历这样的干渴和让我们来经历他的存在、他的同在和他的供应。
I'm sure you've heard of stories of brothers and sisters who, even though they went through tremendous trials, but they testify that they experienced God's goodness and His faithfulness in ways that they could not.
我们也听说过这样的故事，就是弟兄姐妹他们经历了很大的这个试炼和难处，然后他们也就同时经历了神的同在、神的供应，也是他们除此以外所不，否则的话他们也就不能够经历到的。
Some times ago, one of my friends, he was unemployed again.
我有一个朋友，他是又失业了。
This is not his first time, and he had a big family to feed.
这不是他第一次失业，而且他还有一个大家子需要来喂养。
And to make matters worse, his wife got into a freak car accident and needed surgery.
让事情更糟糕的是，他的妻子也最近刚刚有一个车祸，而且需要做手术。
No job.
没有工作。
No money.
没钱。
No insurance.
没有保险。
Did not know what to do.
不知道要做什么。
But while this is going on, somehow God rallied His people together, brothers and sisters in the church, friends.Doctor friends to meet their various needs.
所以很奇妙，神就把他的教会中弟兄姐妹所有人都聚在一起，就来正好供应这个弟兄的这个需要。
Let me read one of her emails to me.
让我来读一下她的这个发给我的一个邮件。
She said, "I was so stressed out, crying and feeling hopeless."
我感觉到非常的无助，我在那里哭。
But God provided for all our needs, every one of our needs.
但是神供应我们的每一个需要。
And she said, our faith was strengthened.
她说我们的信心得到了增强。
See, their faith grew. They experienced God's power and goodness and faithfulness in times of their greatest need.
所以他们的信心得到了增强，是因为在他们最需要的时候，他们经历了神的同在、神的供应、神的信实。
And I believe that's God's desire for all of us is not just to know that He exists, He is somewhere out there.
所以我想这也是神想让我们所知道的，就是说，并不是我们只是说哦，神存在，神在某个地方。
But He wants us to experience Him personally, intimately, His goodness and His power in our lives.
而是他想让我们有这样与他亲密的关系，可以亲身体验经历他的大能和他的这个这个信实。
And he wants us to say like the apostle Paul, he said, "When I am weak, I am strong because I lean totally on God."
就像保罗所说的，当我软弱的时候，我就更坚强，因为我那时候是来依靠主。
In times of great trials, he said, he testified, God's grace is sufficient for me.
在他经历困难、经历这个试炼的时候，他可以说，神的恩典够我用的。
See, it's in times like that when we experience God like that, we are amazed.
当我们这样经历神的时候，我们就会惊讶。
For example, verse 10, the master of ceremony said in amazement, "Everyone brings out the choice one first, then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink, but you have saved the best till now."
就像这个第十节所说的，人都是先摆上好酒，等客喝足了才摆上次的，你倒把好酒留到如今。
Why was it the best? Because God provided it.
为什么最后的这个是最好的呢？因为是神所供应的。
Not only that, when we measure wine, we use the measurement ounces, right? Ounces, but here, the measurement is gallons, gallons of the choice wine.
所以以前我们平时喝酒的时候，喝好酒的时候，我们都会用那个 ounce, 就是来量到底有多少。 但是在这里这个好酒是用加仑来量的。
See, that's the way God provides for us. He, in times of our greatest need, He wants us to experience Him, His grace so abundantly.
这就是神的奇妙，在我们最需要他帮助的时候，他让我们体验到神的供应是这样的丰盛。
He wants us to say like the psalmist in Psalm 23.
就好像在诗篇二十三章所说的。
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Verse 5, you prepare a table before me. In the presence of my enemies, you anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
Yeah, 像诗篇23:4-5说，我虽然行在死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。在我敌人面前，你为我摆设筵席。你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。
Yes, in this new year, 2025, we will encounter dark valleys.
所以今年新的一年2025年，我们也会遇到这个死荫的幽谷。
We will encounter enemies.
我们也会遇见敌人、仇敌。
But remember, the God of heaven, He is there. He's going to be there.For all of us.
我们相信神一定会在那里为我们所预备。
Let us experience His abundant blessing, blessing of His presence, blessing of His comfort like never before.
让我们一起来经历神丰富的同在，他的从前所未有的这样的祝福。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's get second point: how God provides. He provides opportunities for us.To join him in his kingdom work.
第二点就是说，神也给我们机会可以与神一起来同工。
If today's story is a play, the main supporting cast would be the servants.
如果这个故事是一出戏的话，这个主角就是这个仆人。
Let's look at the next slide. I highlighted.The servants, the important role that they played in this miracle.
在这个经节里面，我把这个“用人”这个词把它标记出来，因为他们是这个里面的一个很重要的角色。
Of all the different characters in this account, it was the servants who had the most interactions with Jesus.
在所有的这些角色里面，是用人这些。这个角色跟耶稣有最多的这种互动。
And because of that, the servants were the ones who experienced the miracle the most.
所以说是用人，他们是真正的最多来体验这个耶稣这个神迹的。
Look at that last verse, verse 9. The master of banquet did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Nobody knew, but the servants knew. The servants experienced God's miracle the most.
第九节他说，管宴席的尝了那水变的酒，并不知道是哪里来的，只有舀水的佣人知道。
Isn't it amazing that God used the ordinary something amazing?
是不是很奇妙？神用这些很普通的佣人们来完成他这个奇妙的这个神迹。
Now notice Jesus, he could have done this a very different way. He could have spoken the water into wine. He did not need the servants. He could have, in one instance, fixed the problem.
大家有没有想过，耶稣其实可以用另外一个方式来做这个神迹？他可以一说话，这个水就变成了酒，他可以就立刻就变成了酒。
But see, he has a way of involving, including ordinary people like you and like me to join him in his kingdom work.
所以，但是神用了这样的方式，就是来把你和我都来包括进来，一起在他这个。神的这个工作里面
，It's not so much what we can or cannot do, but it's what God wants to do that matters.
并不是我们能或者不能做什么，而是神想让我们做什么，那才是最重要的。
But please notice that in order for the servants to experience God's mighty power, they would have to respond in faith. They had to obey Jesus.
所以若要这些仆人们用人们来经历神的大能，他们也要有反应，就是要顺从神的命令。
Let's go to the next slide.
我们看下一个。
And that's exactly what Mary said to the servants. Verse 5, Mary said to them, Do, and I like that word, whatever he tells you.
这是玛利亚对那些佣人们说，他告诉你们什么，你们就做什么，就是不管什么，他们都要照着去做。
Remember in Luke chapter 1, when the angel of God, Gabriel, appeared to Mary and make the great announcement that she would be the mother of God. Mary said this, I am the Lord's servant, and I am willing to do whatever he wants. May everything you said come true.
那记得在路加福音第一章里面，当这个天使加百列来对这个玛利亚，就是这个神的母亲耶稣的母亲这样说，说这个要发生的什么事情的时候，这个玛利亚这样回复说，我是主的使女，情愿照你的话成就在我身上，也是有说不管什么，你想要什么都要成就。
See, Mary's attitude is a good attitude.
所以玛利亚这个态度，这个回应是一个好的态度。
Basically, she says,Whatever he says, just do it.
基本上，玛利亚的意思就是说，不管他说要我做什么，就去做就好了。
Let's look at the next slide. That's where Nike got it from, right? Just do it.
这就是
Just do it.
耐克的这个标志就说就去做。
Now I'm so glad that Mary told them to do that because they were asked to do something that's not very logical.
很奇妙，这个玛利亚愿意这样让这个神在他身上做这样的事情，因为那个事情听起来好像很不逻辑。
Did not make sense, but they in order for them to carry out God's commands, they had to step out in faith, and it's through their obedience out of faith they experience God's work in and through them.
然后很奇妙，就是他们若要经历神，他们必须靠着信心迈出这一步，然后让那些看起来不可能发生事情来发生他们身上，他们也就可以把这个神的信心能够表达出来，对神的信心。
Perhaps some of us need to hear that encouragement, that reminder from God this morning. You need to just do it. Step out of faith. Maybe something that God has placed on your heart and you're struggling. You need to hear God's word.Just do it.
Yeah, 我们可能也要是像这个玛利亚一样，我们就听见神给我们的呼召，让神的命令，我们就要靠着信心来跨出这一步，就去做就好了。
There's a great lesson to be learned from this story, and that is this: He is God, and we are not.
从这里面，我想得到一个最简单的一个结论，就是说他是神，我们不是。
He is the miracle worker, and we are his servants.
他是那个奇妙的工人，我们是他的佣人。
It's our job to fill the water jar, but it's his job to turn the water into wine.
我们的工作就是把水舀到这个缸里面，然后是神的工作把水变成酒。
Have you had times when you tried?To play God?
你有没有曾经有过这样的时候，就是你在与神来做游戏
？That you want to turn the water into wine yourself?
你有没有想着你自己来把这个水变成酒
？To change your spouse, or your children?
来试着来改变你的配偶，改变你的儿女。
To rely on your wisdom and strength to make the church grow?
靠着你自己的智慧，你的能力来让教会来成长。
To handle God's business our way.
用我们的方式来做神的这些事情。
God says, hey, hey, that's my job.
神会说，哦，那是我要做的。
Your job is to be obedient. Your job is to be faithful. Fill the water pots and leave the miracle to me.
你做工作是要顺服，是要，这个信，这个相信，然后你就去把水倒在缸里面，然后把剩下的工作交给我。
What a great privilege that people like you and like me, so imperfect, so flawed, that we can join God in His work.
何等的奇妙！像你我这样，不完全的人，我们也可以一起来与神同工。
Who knows what God wants to do this year?
我们没有人知道神今年想让我们做什么。
But may it be our attitude. God, help me. We are your servants. Help us to do whatever you want us to do.
愿神给我们一个这样的态度，就说神就是我们在神面前说神，不管你要求我们做什么，我们都要去做。
Amen.
Amen.
Lastly, this account teaches us that Jesus is God's ultimate provision for us.
最后一点就是耶稣是最美好的供应。
The biblical writer made a point to tell us that this miracle was the first miracle performed by Jesus.
圣经这样记载说，这个迦南婚宴的这个神迹是耶稣的第一个神迹。
Now, I believe he's trying to tell us something important.
我想他可能是想跟我们讲一些很重要的事情。
Compared to other miracles in the Bible, this one does not seem that special.
与圣经记载其他的神迹相比，这个看起来没有那么特别。
Not as significant as, let's say, feeding of the 5,000 or raising someone from the dead.
好像看起来不像，喂饱五千个人，或者说让死人复活这样的，更，让人，惊讶。
But let's see the significance, the spiritual significance behind this miracle.
让我们看一下这个神迹背后的这个属灵的重要意义。
I want to suggest to you that the reason why Jesus performed his first miracle over a wedding banquet was the fact that he was thinking about another wedding banquet.
我想神，耶稣之所以在行他的第一个神迹是在一个婚宴上，因为是他想到了还有一个婚宴。
He's thinking about the wedding of all weddings, the banquet of all banquets.
因为他想到了是在所有的婚礼中的那个最好那个婚礼，所有的这个婚宴里面最好那个婚宴。
The one where Revelation talked about the marriage supper of the Lamb.
就是在启示录里面讲到那个羔羊的婚宴。
Where Jesus himself would throw a feast.
然后耶稣他自己在那里要，设宴。
Well, Jesus himself will be the bridegroom.
耶稣自己他会是那个新郎。
Well, Jesus himself will provide the wine.
耶稣他会提供那个酒。
And that wine will never run out.
那个酒是永远不会用尽的。
Look at Isaiah 25, verse 6. This is the prophecy of the Old Testament, the Lord of hosts will prepare a lavish banquet for all peoples on this mountain, a banquet of aged wine, choice pieces of marrow, and refined aged wine.
看以赛亚书二十五章六节，这个这样说，在这山上，万军之耶和华必为万民用肥甘设摆筵席，用陈酒和满髓的肥甘，并澄清的陈酒。
And look at verse 8. He will swallow up death for all time, and the Lord God will wipe tears away from all faces, and he will remove the reproach of his people from all the earth.
第八节，他已经退羞辱，因为这是耶和华说的。
That's the banquet that Jesus was thinking about.
这就是耶稣他所想到的那个婚宴。
And that's why in verse 4,When Mary came to Jesus and asked Jesus to do something about this banquet, Jesus said, "My hour has not yet come."
这为什么当玛利亚让耶稣来做什么的时候，耶稣这样回答说，我的时候还没有到。
And that word hour in the book of John was referring to Jesus' death on the cross.
在这个约翰福音里面讲到这个我的时候，他就是指的是耶稣在十字架上的受死。
See, that's what Jesus was thinking. So in his first miracle, he was reminded of the fact that he came to die. He came to die for his beloved bride, and that's us.
所以耶稣在他行第一个神迹的时候，他的脑子已经想到了，就是说他要为来为他所爱的人而死，就为他的新娘，就是你和我。
And so there were six huge stone water pots there for Jewish ceremonial cleansing.
所以在犹太的这个风俗中，那里有六个大的石缸是用来做清洗用的。
This is a ceremony that they had to go through before every meal, a feast, a celebration. In order to celebrate, they need to first cleanse themselves.
所以在犹太这个习俗中，不管他们是婚宴还是庆祝还是其他的这样的节日，他们都要先清洁，先洗他们的手。
Jesus turned the water into wine, and that was Jesus' way of saying, actually, water cannot cleanse you.
所以耶稣在那里把水变成了酒，好像是在说水并不能真正的使你们清洁。
But it was wine, and the wine in the Bible represents the blood of Jesus. It's my blood that will truly cleanse you.
所以酒在圣经里面会指到是耶稣的血，所以说其实耶稣是在说，只有我的血才能真正的洁净你们。
Today we partake the Lord's Supper. At the Lord's Supper, Jesus took the cup, the wine, and said,This is my blood, right? The blood, my blood, shed for you, right? Do this in remembrance of me.
所以今天我们一起来参加这个擘饼，这个葡萄汁，这个酒，就是耶稣那天就说，这是我的血，为你们而流，你们要如此行，要来纪念我。
And so think about it, at this first miracle, Jesus was making a proclamation, a powerful statement.
所以其实在这个第一个神迹的时候，耶稣就已经做了一个很伟大的一个宣告。
He said to them through this miracle, I am God's ultimate provision for mankind. I am the Messiah.
所以相当于耶稣就在那里说，我是神为人所预备的这个最美好的这个供应，我就是那弥赛亚。
I have come to seek and save the lost.
我是来寻找拯救那些失丧的人。
I have come to reconcile sinners back to the Holy Father.
也让罪人与父神可以和好。
I have come to wash and to cleanse you from your sins so that one day you can join me at that great banquet.
所以我也来洗净你们一切的罪孽，所以到那日你们可以和我一起再参加这个天上的婚宴。
See, what a powerful statement that Jesus made at that first miracle.
所以耶稣在那个第一个神迹的时候是做了一个何等样的一个宣告。
And that's why verse 11, this is how the gospel writer, how he concluded today's miracle, this account. He said, this the first of his signs Jesus did at Cana in Galilee and manifested his glory. And this is important, his disciples believed in him.
所以这个神迹的最后的结论就是，这是耶稣所行的头一件神迹，是在加利利的迦拿行的，显出他的荣耀来，他的门徒就信他了。
Which is why the gospel writer John wrote the book of John. John chapter 20 verse 31 says, But these are written so that you may believe, that's the key word again, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing,You may have life in His name.
所以这也就是为什么约翰福音的作者 记载这些神迹，然后最后在约翰福音二十章、最后他说，但记这事要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
See, the first miracle has the gospel written all over it.
所以大家看到在第一个神迹里面就已经、就是和这个福音是有关的。
And so I hope that this new year, year 2025, that all of us, that we would believe the key word, we would believe, we would really believe.
我们愿在这个2025年的新的一年里面，我们能够真正的来相信。
That we would believe the gospel.
我们能够真正的相信这个福音。
That we would experience the gospel.
我也能够经历这个福音。
That we would live out this gospel.
我们也能够活出这个福音。
And that we would share this gospel to others.
我们也能够把这个福音分享给其他人。
Amen.
Amen.
Well, this last week was a very exciting week for the fans of college football. Any fans of college football here? Anybody watched any ball games?
过去这个礼拜是这个美国大学橄榄球的一个非常让令人激动的一个星期啊、我们这儿有没有这个美国这个大学橄榄球的球迷
？So on Wednesday, January 1st, all stores were closed. Everybody at home should be watching football.
所以今年这个第一天一月一号啊，所有商店都关门了，每个人都应该待在家里看这个橄榄球比赛。
Well, this is a huge ball game right here, the biggest the ball game of all college football history, right? The Rose Bowl.
所以这一天就有这个整个大学橄榄球里面最大的一个这个比赛，这个就是玫瑰碗。
So Ohio State beat Oregon.And afterwards, they interviewed the quarterback of Ohio State.
所以俄亥俄州立打败了这个俄勒冈大学。然后赛后他们采访了这个俄亥俄州立的这个四分卫。
They asked this guy, Will Howard, his reaction for winning the Rose Bowl.
他们问这个四分卫就是叫 Will Howard, 问他这个赢了这个比赛以后的这个感受。
And so listen, all right? With all the entire nation watching, he said this.
记得大家在整个全国人民都在看的时候，他这样说。
First and foremost, I've got to thank my Lord, Savior, Jesus Christ, for giving me this opportunity to be on this stage and play in the Rose Bowl.
他说首先我要把感谢归给我的主和我的救主耶稣基督给我这个机会能够在这里打这个玫瑰碗
Isn't that great? What a display of his faith in Jesus Christ
就显示了他对耶稣基督的这个信心
On the same day Peach Bowl a nail-biting game between Texas and Arizona State
同一天有另外一个碗杯碗的比赛就是这个梨子碗是这个桃子是吧桃子碗就是这个德州这个大学这个 Longhorn 这个叫什么长角对这个、对亚利桑那州立
And so it was a nail-biting game. It went double overtime resulting in Texas beating Arizona State.
这个是最后用指甲和牙齿来打的这个比赛他们达到了那个双加时，最后是德州赢了这个，Texas 赢了这个亚利桑那州立。
And so right after the game, there were two players. They were all both Christians. They got together and look at this next picture.
然后这个比赛结束以后，有两个双方队各有一个队员，他们一起在这里跪下来祷告。
The caption says this beautiful something incredible is happening. Series of college football players point to Jesus after the game.
说那个解说就这样说，一些很难以相信的事情发生了。很多这个大学的橄榄球球员，他们赛后都来指向耶稣说。
And the reporter says, "What a faith filled moment. And this is where everybody is watching, the entire nation watching.
这是全国人都在看的时候，这个时刻，这个解说这样说，这是一个何等的一个充满信心的一个时刻。
Isn't that great?
大家是不是觉得非常好？
Another bowl game, Fiesta Bowl, a player from Boise State, his name is Ahmed Hassani. He breaks down in tears after the game, during the post-game interview.
还有另外一场，这个晚杯，比赛，就是，这个，Boise 州立，他们的一个队员，就是一个防守队员，叫哈马，叫什么？
Ahmed Hassani.
Hassani. 他在会后的这个采访中也是，流泪这样说。
And guess what he said? Same thing. He said, first, I want to start off and say all glory to Jesus because he is the true champion.
他赛后这样说，首先我要把所有的荣耀都归给耶稣基督，因为他才是真正的冠军。
And he was sitting next to his coach, and then so he turned to his coach and he said, Coach, you changed my life. You changed my life. You changed my life because I did not know God until I got to Boise State.
然后他就对他的教练那个 Coach D 坐在他旁边，他这样说，教练，我要谢谢你，非常感谢你，因为在我来到这个球队之前，我并不认识耶稣。
And then he turned to the reporters at the press conference and said this.
然后他对着这些记者，这些对着记者们这样说，
Jesus Christ is the only true God who died and rose from the dead 3 days later. That's the champion I serve.
他说耶稣基督是唯一的真神，他死了，然后三日后从死里复活，这是我要所服侍的这个冠军。
See, these young Christian players, they try to live out their faith. They seize the moment, the biggest platform of their lives to bring honor and attention and point people to Jesus Christ.
所以这些年轻的这个非常年轻的基督徒，他们就抓住了这个机会，在全国瞩目的这个舞台上，他们把这个荣耀归给神。
These are some people who truly believe the gospel.
这是那些真正的相信福音的人。
And I hope that for all of us as well that may the Lord use us in this new year.
对我们每个人来说，求主使用我们每一个人。
That we would truly believe the gospel.
我们能够真正的相信福音。
That we would experience the gospel.
我能够来经历这个福音。
That we would live out the gospel.
我能够活出这个福音。
But we would also share the gospel with the people in our lives.
我们也与我们生命中的人来分享这个福音。
The gospel is the good news of Jesus Christ.
福音就是耶稣基督的好消息。
We have the good news, the best news of all.
我们有这个，已经有了这个最好的消息。
Let's share it with others who don't know Jesus. Amen.
我们来把也把这好消息分享给那些还没有认识他的人。
Let's pray.
一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for speaking to us.
亲爱的天父，谢谢你对我们讲话。
Thank you for reminding us just how blessed we are to have the gospel in our lives.
让我们能够知道我们是何等的有福，我们有福音在我们的生命中。
Lord, we don't know what's going to happen this new year.
我们不知道今年会发生什么。
But we know your will for us.
我们也，但是我们知道你对我们的旨意。
You want us to be a people who truly believe in the gospel.
你希望我们真正的来相信这个福音。
You want us to be a people who truly experience the gospel in our lives.
你也希望我们能够在生命中真正的来经历这些福音。
You want us to live out the good news of Jesus Christ in our lives.
也希望我们能够把耶稣基督这个好消息在我们生命中能活出来。
And Lord, help us to share the gospel to those who still do not know you.
主求你帮助我们来把这个福音 分享给那些还没有认识你的人。
Lord, help us to join you in your kingdom work this new year.
主，求你让我们也参与你这属天国度的这个工作。
And so that you would receive all the glory that you deserve.
主，你就得到你所有的你当得的荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.